Perun FM, the music will find you. Visit perunfm.co.za.
Dave, today, as I have spoken to you about last week, it's about the science of achievement.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, you know, Marius, often when I'm coaching people, I ask them a question. The question is, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you be doing with your life? If you knew you couldn't fail, in other words, if there were no obstacles in your way of failing, what would you be doing with your life? And that's an interesting question. I don't know whether you want to answer that, but I suppose it's a rhetorical question on the air, but maybe you want to answer it.
I'll answer it. So if I couldn't fail, and what would I be doing? If I couldn't fail, I have a desire to be looking at this earth from space. I really do.
Wonderful.
I have the desire, and okay. I think I would pay a lot of attention to that. But obviously, like you say, if I couldn't fail, that's what I would be doing. I would be trying to get a trip to outer space just to have a look at our Earth and get to expand my consciousness. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So then, the next question I have for you and your listeners is: what prevents people from achieving their dreams? I'm glad you mentioned desire, by the way, because desire is very powerful in the science of achievement, which we will talk about now. But what do you think prevents people from actually achieving their dreams?
Only one. I think it's fear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Do you have any idea what fear really stands for? What is the meaning of fear?
No, you can tell us.
Well, it's an acronym, and it stands for false evidence appearing real.
Right.
For most people, you see, most people are motivated by inspiration or desperation. In fact, we're all motivated by inspiration or desperation. Unfortunately, most people are motivated by desperation. 99% of the world's population is motivated by fear. In other words, they do something for fear that if they don't do it, something worse is going to happen to them. So they'll go and, you know, if they lose their jobs, they'll go and work like mad to find another job. Once they get that job, then, they sort of get back into the comfort zone again. And this is unfortunately the way so many people act. In fact, as I said, 99% of the world's population is motivated by fear, false evidence appearing real. Now, what do you think is the opposite of fear?
Brave.
Okay, brave. Confident.
Confident is true.
Confident?
Yeah, confident is real, yeah.
All right, so let's go with confident then. So the opposite of fear is confident. Now, we need to understand that nothing happens unless you first have a dream. You've got to be able to see what you want, what you desire, as you so aptly said, in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be able to see that with white hot intensity. There's a process that we call psychofeedback. In other words, our thoughts create our actions create our results. Those results are fed back into our thoughts, into our psyche. We call it psychofeedback. That's how we learn. Now, we as human beings have the power to be able to see things in our mind's eye long before they've happened in reality. And every time you're seeing it, it's called mental rehearsal. Every time you're seeing it, or visualization, in your mind's eye, you're feeding it back into your thought process. Now, here's the deal. Helen Keller, do you know who Helen Keller was? Or have you heard of Helen Keller?
I've heard of Helen Keller, yes.
Well, when she was 2, she contracted a disease which led to deaf and blind.
Right.
And she went on to teach herself how to speak. And she became one of the great orators of the world. And she said something extremely profound based on the fact that she's blind. She said, the most pathetic person in the world is someone who has sight but has no vision.
Sure. Okay.
Isn't that powerful?
That's very powerful.
Sight but no vision. So we have to have this vision. You see, when people have no vision, when they don't have a vision for their lives, when they don't have something that they're working towards, they have nothing to excite them or actually to motivate them into action, if you like. And so it's really imperative that we have this vision, this dream. The questions, however, that we need to ask ourselves with our dreams is, how important is that dream?
Right.
How important is that dream? Is that dream really important to me? Is it really important for you, for example, to go up into space?
Yes.
And then the second question is, what will its success, what will it achieving that actually mean to me as a person? And you see, until we can answer those questions brutally honestly, and that they mean something to us, and they still create within us the desire, we're not going to really work towards it. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it makes. It does make sense, yes.
Yeah. So, in other words, we have to create what we call, and you said it so aptly, the desire. We have to create that desire, because it's that desire that creates the science of achievement. And let me explain what I mean by that. You see, in order to create this desire, as I've said before, we need to be curious. There's so much in life to interest us, for things to do, for things to read, for things to experience, etc., etc.
Yeah.
There's so many opportunities that are available to people out there. So many more opportunities now than ever before in our history. And that's exciting. But until we become curious, until we read, until we go and find out, until we research, until we go and study, or whatever the case may be, we're never going to really discover the incredible abilities and the incredible opportunities that lie outside ourselves. Because that curiosity leads to the second step in our creation of desire, and that's interest. When you become interested in something, then you start becoming really involved in it. You know, Marius, I was a terrible student at school. I hated studying. Hated studying. You know, all I wanted to do was go and play sport.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's become so part of me to read and to find out more and to experience more, etc., etc. It really is so important to me to be able to do that. Because as you create that interest, you gain more knowledge.
Right.
Now, knowledge is extremely powerful, because knowledge is the foundation of what we call self-belief. You know, it's interesting. Roger Bannister, who was the first person to break the four-minute mile, mm-hmm. was studying medicine at the time, and he was told by his physiological professors that it was impossible for the human being to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. The minute he did it, within the next couple of months, 12 other people broke that four-minute mile.
Oh, wow.
Because they had the knowledge that it could be done. And you see, Marius, that knowledge creates the belief. Belief, self-belief, is the most powerful thing. It's the biggest challenge facing the world today, is people's lack of self-belief. Because when you believe, when you really believe, if you really believe that you can achieve that goal of getting into space, it increases your desire. And when you have that desire, it leads to action. And action leads to greater knowledge, because now the knowledge is acquired. You've experienced it. You're learning from that experience, which leads to greater belief, which leads to even greater desire. And that, in a nutshell, Marius, is what we call the science of achievement.
Dave, we are speaking to Dave Borum. Thank you, Dave. I've listened very thoroughly to what you've said now, and to anybody who's just listened in, there must be a way still, if you can maybe repeat this, we've had it in the past, but how do we activate, not the belief, but how do we activate the vision that we see in the future? Because it's something, I can see the vision, but how do I activate it?
Well, let's have a look at it, Maurice. If I don't become curious in life, you see, you don't need to activate it. It's being activated all the time.
Oh, good.
Your mind's working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But are you activating negative, or are you activating positive?
All right.
Because you're either doing one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you visualizing? Are you visualizing fear? Are you visualizing, because so many people do, that's why they suffer from phobias,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth, because they experience this fear. They visualize this fear. They experience it over and over and over again. Now, the antithesis of that is also true. When you start experiencing the positive, the opportunities that exist out there, and you start becoming interested in them, you start discovering more, because a lot of people say, "Gee, I love to do that." oh, but I can't do that. And they've never ever really gone and found out about it, how to do it, what to do, what they need to learn, what they might need to study, what they might need to become in order to achieve what they want to achieve in life. It's not, that's the whole process. The beauty is not getting something. The beauty is becoming the person that you need to become in order to achieve it. And that's the exciting part. That's the personal growth. And personal growth and contribution are the two most powerful contributors to happiness in life.
Dave, so can I just repeat that in order to make it all clear? And that is becoming it before you even have it, right?
Correct.
So you you become it even though it might feel or seem unreal. You have to believe it and make it real in your mind's eye. Is that right?
Correct.
It seems like an almost impossible task, but that is the beauty of being human, isn't it?
Well, that's the whole thing. You see, lots of people say, oh, you know, they might have a vision and they say, but no, that's too big for me. I can't achieve it. And the minute you say I can't achieve it, you do nothing about it. So you've just proved that you were right. In other words, we call that the self-fulfilling prophecy. I want this. Now I can't have it, so I do nothing to achieve it, and I've just proved to myself that I can't have it.
I have. If you are listening in and you'd like to maybe activate it, I have. I kind of have a little game that you can play.
Wonderful.
If you've got something that you'd like to achieve, there's one little sentence that you can ask yourself, because somebody did this once with me long time ago. And we often say this, but you don't realize what you're saying. And this is the line. All right. So if you are listening in, maybe you can use this game. If you like I'm saying to you, my greatest desire is to actually take a trip into space and really have a look at what we've got from space. All right. So the question you might want to ask me more than me asking myself is, can you you can ask me, Marius, can you picture yourself looking at Earth from space? So can I picture it? And most of the time people would say, nah, I can't picture myself doing that, eh? So it is seeing the picture. Would you agree with that?
Of course, that's the vision that I'm speaking about.
Yeah.
You have to have that vision. You have to have that vision. And as I said as well, Marius, you have to have it with white-hot intensity. In other words, you need to experience it with all your senses,
okay.
Your vision, your smell, your touch. It needs to be real. It's not a movie. It's not something where you're watching a movie. Mm. You're actually in it. You're part of it. You're experiencing it in your mind's eye. That's how powerful it is.
I am it.
Yes, you are it. That's exactly it.
Okay.
You are it. You experience it. It's become part of your soul, your being. It's the most powerful aspect of achieving in life. It's the only way you can really achieve. And you ask anybody, Marius, ask anybody, have they never ever gotten what they really and truly want?
Yeah.
And nobody will be able to answer that honestly. You have always gotten what you really and truly want. If you wanted nothing, you've gotten nothing.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Dave, I actually have an interesting quote for you from Helen Keller that you mentioned earlier on.
Wonderful.
Keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see the shadows. That's Helen Keller.
Brilliant. Great. Absolutely brilliant. Such wisdom.
Thank you.
This lady had such wisdom.
Yeah.
But thanks, Marius. Thanks for sharing that.
Next week is self-development and growth.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you for your time, Dave.
You're most welcome, Marius. It's been a pleasure.
Cheerio.
You have a wonderful day and positive week.
Cheerio. Bye.
We play what we want. Piran FM 95.1.